I think his priority will be ensuring that the support that has come to our public university systems under this governor, Governor Hochul, continues.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, we break down the appointment of a new SUNY chancellor. A familiar face is returning to New York to lead the state university system.
As chancellor, I'm excited to create better alignment between SUNY's offerings and regional workforce demands, and to provide students with the hands-on learning opportunities and internships that will unlock opportunity.
Former New York State Education Commissioner and U.S. Education Secretary John King will replace interim SUNY Chancellor Deborah Stanley, who stepped into the role following Jim Malotras' resignation a year ago. At a special meeting of the SUNY Board of Trustees on Monday, King was appointed to lead the system beginning January 17th. For analysis, we're joined now by State Assemblymember Deborah Glick, a Manhattan Democrat who chairs the Higher Education Committee. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, what do you think of the selection?
Well, I know that certainly Dr. King is very familiar with the state, certainly at a K through 12 level, and went on to Washington, where he was in the Obama administration as Secretary of Education. So his experience nationally is a very positive thing, and I know that his tenure was a bit difficult here in the K through 12 world at a certain point because of really national mandates that came out of the Bush administration regarding Common Core, and was somewhat exacerbated by former Governor Cuomo's focus on tying teacher evaluation to test scores, which was probably never an appropriate thing, but not necessarily something that the commissioner had a choice about. So I think that this is a good start for someone to come to New York and doesn't have to necessarily learn about the state. That's always a positive thing. And I think that, he understands the importance of the SUNY system for all corners of New York, for the students and for our economy. So I'm looking forward to a positive relationship with Dr. King, the SUNY world, and the legislature.
Do you two know each other at all from his past time in New York?
Yes, we do, and I think that he is aware of the need for openness and transparency in New York. We've had conversations about that, and I think that it is a positive that he is familiar with the challenges that colleges have regarding students who have come out of the K through 12 system, in some instances without sufficient college readiness, which is exacerbated certainly by the pandemic. There's no question that there has been learning loss at every level. So it's a big challenge, but I think that he certainly is up to it, and of course has connections with folks in Washington, which I think will be positive for the state university.
Do you have concerns about the leadership turnover that we've seen in this role at SUNY? I think, Mr. King will become maybe like the fourth or fifth chancellor in 5 years, something like that?
Well, I think, Nancy Zimfer was here for quite a period of time. So there was stability over her tenure. And then that was followed by Christina Johnson, who, frankly, was never embraced by the Cuomo administration, which was very, very disappointing. And the installation of Dr. Malatris was really more about former Governor Cuomo's desire to have his own person in place, and not about whether or not that was a good pick or a good fit for the system. And certainly Dr. Malatris was a very able manager and operations person, but maybe not the educational leader that one would hope we would have. In the interim, we have had Dr. Stanley, who had a stellar record at SUNY Oswego as a placeholder during this search. And I think that Dr. King is a young guy, and hopefully will be here for many years to come, and a stabilizing force. So I don't know that it's been great for the system to have these upheavals, but at the same time, it came in the middle of the pandemic, which was not good for anybody. So I think that we're all looking forward to a stabilizing influence, and I think that's what we'll wind up with.
What do you think King's priorities should be? Where would you like to see him take the SUNY system?
I think his priority will be ensuring that the support that has come to our public university systems under this governor, Governor Hochul, continues and provides the ability to rebuild from what had been, frankly, systematic underfunding through the Cuomo years. So the systems have been given additional resources. As I understand it, we're seeing, obviously, there was a drop-off in enrollment because of the pandemic, and students deciding, I'm not going to go to school if I'm going to be sitting at home looking at a screen. I go to college for a college experience, and I think we're seeing a rebound in applications. And I think that he understands that our community colleges have suffered enrollment loss, and that they really are the gateway for students and provide a real resource for workforce development. And I think that as we start to have more resources from the federal government on training for clean energy jobs, our community college system is perfectly positioned to respond to that. So I think those are the things that I think Dr. King will be focused on.
Budget making and 2023 events are currently taking shape, including the governor's State of the State address. Do you feel that Governor Hochul shares your goals for the SUNY system as we get ready to hear her priorities for next year?
Well, you know, I certainly think that she responded to what had been years of requests in a very substantial way. No, we didn't get everything we wanted or thought we needed. You never do. But I think that it was most assuredly the best budget for higher education that we'd seen in over a decade. So I think that she understands the importance, and not just for individual students, but for the state's economy to support SUNY, and frankly, the City University. I think that it will be part of the priority because it's what it attracts students to New York. It attracts students to different parts of New York, and the retention of students who go to our state university, well over 80% of them stay in New York. So it's any investment you make in SUNY is one that is a long-lasting one.
Just one more thing. What did you make of the announcement that the health commissioner, Dr. Mary Bassett, will be leaving? Were you surprised by that news?
I was. I think that, you know, she's an outstanding professional and somebody that we were very lucky to have. But I think that the pandemic was difficult for a lot of people. And I could see that wanting to focus on research and policy and training new professionals in public health would have an appeal rather than working, overseeing a sprawling Department of Health. So I think I understand individuals make choices. We were lucky to have her for as long as we did.
New York State Assemblymember Deborah Glick is a Democrat from Manhattan who chairs the Higher Education Committee. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.